Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me now, wonder what you're telling me now. Oh, need a color. Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody.
No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up, all your teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children.
Teach the baby.
Teach the babies.
Teach the children.
Teach the children.
Teach the babies.
Teach the children.
Amen, amen. To God be the glory for this awesome and wonderful evening. We thank God for the day after what we always call the love day. It could be a love between parents. It could be love between your actual spouse or significant other, your children. We just thank God for Valentine's Day, and we thank God once again for allowing us to see another Valentine's Day as we see it of February 14th. And we thank God for the year of 2021. But in this new day, the day after, the 15th day of February 2021, we're grateful and thankful to still yet be among the living, to still yet have the ability to spread and show so much love. We welcome you in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking you for your presence, thanking God once again for allowing us an opportunity to be able to speak into your hearts, into your minds, into your body, into your life on different things that he places in our heart and in our spirit for us to discuss with you. And tonight is no different. He has laid a special topic upon our hearts, as we know that there's so many that are going through different things in life and so many accomplishments and so many things that's making us proud. And we know tonight we also got to always incorporate marriage, yeah, marriages to be. And one of our topic tonight, just for sake of a topic, is oneness lays the foundation for accomplishment. So we just want to thank God that you will also have an opportunity to let us know some of the accomplishments that we know through oneness that you have been able to create with your spouse. And we want to just ask that you press 1 on your phone, that you give us an opportunity to hear your voice tonight. I know it's nice to lay back, relax, and just be able to be fed by others. But how many of you know that God always has a word that he wants to share through you with others? Because you never know how you can truly make a difference and be a blessing to somebody else's marriage by simply sharing through transparency what God has allowed you to accomplish and how you accomplished it. And so we just welcome you to press 1 on your phone. You will be placed in the host queue, and at the appropriate time, Minister Jesse will open up your mouth and give you an opportunity to speak. And we just thank you in advance for being a part of our Blog Talk show tonight. As always, we usher in the Holy Spirit. I'm Tammy Storr. I will be grateful to thank God for the privilege to be able to come before him, before his throne, to usher in the Holy Spirit. We will be joined by Minister Jesse and hopefully by some of you later on in the show. Thank you for being a part of the number to be in agreement. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, as always, I want to just say thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity to be able to declare and decree your word, to be able to understand your word, to be able to apply your word to every single thing we do in life. Even our accomplishments, we give you credit. We thank you for it. We thank you for creativity. We thank you for allowing us to think outside the box. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be on one accord with our spouse and be able to come together with things that we desire to accomplish in oneness, to be able to recognize, know, and understand, Lord God, that we may be different in terms of bodies. But, Lord God, we know that when you join us together in holy matrimony, you brought us together in oneness. And I just pray, Lord God, that you will give all of us an opportunity to continue to grow and understand our true purpose, to grow and understand how when we work together, we can accomplish so much more. And so on tonight, Lord God, where there's any confusion, where there's any separation, where there's any division, I come asking in the mighty name of Jesus that you would erase and eliminate all of that confusion out of the minds of your people that you put together in holy matrimony, and allow them to be able to come together, Lord God, and be able to understand and know, Lord God, their worth amongst each other and together. And I just pray tonight, Lord God, that you would bring revelation, knowledge to the lives and to the people that have made their way to the Blog Talk Show tonight, and those that are on their way. I pray blessings on top of them, that you free up their schedule. But for those that schedules have been freed thus far, I pray a blessing upon them right now, Lord God. I pray that you open up the windows of heaven, pour down blessings upon them where they don't have room enough to receive, knowing, Heavenly Father, that they will have the ability to recognize, know, and understand the things that they must do, Lord God, to accomplish greatness in their marriage. And I pray tonight, Lord God, that you would continue to give all of us the ability to know that we all, Father, can make a difference not only in our marriage, but in our entire family and around, Lord God, at our workplace and with our friends and just out in the world, Lord God, by showing a little bit more love, by putting a little bit more respect into everything we do. And so I pray, Lord God, anytime we miss the mark, that you bring it to our attention, that through revelation knowledge, we will make the necessary corrections and be able to go forward in the mighty name of Jesus and accomplish everything that we set our hearts out to do. I pray tonight, Father God, that this word will pierce somebody's heart and it would give them an opportunity to recognize the areas in which they might need to improve in, or just give confirmation on the areas that they are doing exceptionally well. Tonight, Father, I want to say thank you for Minister Jesse coming forward with this awesome and powerful word. Give him, Father God, the ability to grow and gain from your strength, and allow him an opportunity to be able to remove self and allow you to take over and share what it is that you want your people to hear and know tonight. Tonight, Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for yet another year for our daughter Candace. As she celebrates her birthday today, Lord God, I pray that you have allowed her to have a great day and give her the ability to go forward and accomplish great things with those three beautiful children, wonderful husband that you've blessed her with. And I just want to say thank you for gifting her on this day to be a part of our session. We thank you once again for your love, your grace, your mercy. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
We praise God and thank God this evening for his grace and his mercy, which truly, truly endures forever. We thank him for what he's doing in the lives of all his people, for he truly, truly is worthy to be praised. Thank God for wonderful prayer from my wife, my sister, my now workout partner once again, as we're getting up early, getting our workout on. We thank God for that, and we praise God for that, as we give him our glory and our honor. We thank God for each and every one of you this evening, coming on the heels of Valentine's Day. And we want to hope and believe that we don't have to wait on Hallmark or Walmart or any of the other Walmarts to come and get their groove on. We don't need that. We should also just be ready to make sure that God has moved us and motivated us to do everything that we want to do. So we thank God tonight for being here, for having an opportunity to get this subject matter out. So tell me, what is accomplishment in the first place? What does we mean when we say accomplishment?
Well, Jesse, I'm glad you asked, and I'm grateful and thankful to discuss it with you. Accomplishment is simply something that has been successfully achieved. I mean, it doesn't take much to know when you know that you have accomplished something. You know, we thank God that what we have done and the things that we've accomplished in life, that we know we can't just take all the credit, but we give him all credit where it's due. And when I think about accomplishments, Jesse, I think about, you know, recent accomplishments, even you just mentioned one of our accomplishments. I know you and I have been trying to get on one accord to find out when is the best time to work out. I know lately I've been going early in the morning working out. You've been going midday working out. We've been hitting and missing, and I know in years past we have done a great job being accountability partners, working out and doing the things that we want to do to allow not only our bodies to be in the manner in which we desire, but the most important thing is so that we can live a healthy life. So it's not just working out. I know you and I have come together and said, okay, what are some things we can do as it relates to even eating? How should we eat? What should we eat? What should we drink? We need to drink more water. And we've been on one accord, and over the last month, I will say, we have truly been accomplishing what we've put out to do. And I pray that God continue to keep us in line and allow our orders to be continued, ordered by our steps to continue to be ordered by Him on what to do. And so it's been a great feeling to get up early in the morning and be able to be at the gym around 6 a.m. or a little after. And I'm just grateful and thankful that that is one of the accomplishments that I know we've achieved most recently. And I just say to our listening audience, look back. You don't have to be far. I mean, could be a week, could be a month, could have been a year. What has been your recent accomplishment with your spouse? Then you might ask yourself, what have you been recently, what have you been able to even recently, you know, stop, you know, in terms of things that you wanted to maybe cease from things that your spouse is doing? What are some of the things that you can give your spouse credit for, things that they are doing? You know, did you get your spouse to consider maybe, baby, if you just help me around the house a little bit, and this is no gender specific, it could be male or female, because trust me, there is a whole lot of men that do a whole lot more cleaning than women. There's a whole lot of men that do a whole lot more cooking than women. And so I'm not saying one way or another, but I'm just saying in general, whatever the case may be, that if you are willing to jump in and make sure that you accomplish. Now, let's do some more teamwork. So as we do teamwork, it gives us more free time to be able to have the play time in the bedroom that we desire. And then we not only go in the bedroom, you know, ready to go to bed, but we go to the bedroom with excitement because we got a spouse that now is looking and willing to assist in every aspect of our lives within the house and outside the house. So these are whatever your specific accomplishments are. But just know, an accomplishment, again, is something that has been successfully achieved. And then if we take it one step further, and I take it one step further, I look at a couple scriptures. 2 Chronicles 15:7 tells us, but as for me, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. When you put accomplishments, when you put things together, and whatever it is that you want to do, you got to put some action with it in order to get the reward that's called an accomplishment, where you have achieved. And so don't give up, because sometimes some things can take a little longer and be a little harder. When I think of Psalms 20 and 4, chapter 20, verse 4, it says, may he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. That's what God wants. But guess what? Faith without works is dead. Okay, if you believe that you know through faith that you're going to accomplish some things down the road, guess what? There's going to be something required of you. So I hope that you put everything in it, and if your heart is in it through your desires, then you know that God wants you to succeed, and he will allow you to succeed. But there is some work that you have to do. And last but not least, Jesse, I share Psalms 33:11. It says, but the plans of the Lord stand firm forever, the purposes of his heart through all generations. So when we think about all of the plans, all the accomplishments, we think about how successful our forefathers were that went before us and all the things that they've accomplished, i.e. something that's so important where they've done their marches. They did everything they needed to do to give us the ability for our voting rights, for us to go out and really make a difference. Because I will say, that we did show up this year in the African-American race in the election, both in the main election for the President of the United States of America, as well here in Georgia, to determine those two Senate seats that was going to make a difference over these next couple years at least. So we got to never forget and lose sight that it's not just us, it's all generations that have already come and it's to come. So let us put some strong things that we desire to accomplish out there. Let us go after them and let us achieve everything that we desire in our hearts. So Jesse, I thank you. I'm grateful that God has given us the ability in all cases to understand and know that we can accomplish whatever we desire to do, and we will understand and know that because of the desire of our hearts and because of our accomplishments, it allows all of us to be so well pleased with ourselves, and it just allows that atmosphere within our home to be so much greater. And just trust me, you finish one accomplishment, it makes you feel so good. Then you begin to think about another one. That makes you feel good. And before you know it, you're going on and on and on about the amazing accomplishments that you and your spouse are able to accomplish together. Now, there's other accomplishments on your workplace. Could be some accomplishments you and your kids put together. It could be some accomplishments as we think about life, that you have some personal goals that you've accomplished. But we're speaking tonight. What in general, you and your spouse, have you truly accomplished where you know, based on that definition, where you successfully achieved? And I put that question out there for you. And Jesse, I just ask you to come forward and share through your heart on other things that you would like to share with us tonight as we go into this subject matter tonight.
Praise God. You know, there are many who may perhaps even after this Valentine's Day are still feeling the effects of pandemic 2020. Some, I'm sure, are somewhat saddened by events that have taken place, because in the minds of many, 2020 was a year of despair and perhaps not one that people think in terms of success. But I beg to differ with many of them, because despite all of the shortcomings that we experienced in 2020, there is plenty we can be happy about in those things that we accomplished. See, when we think in terms of accomplishment, we live in a world where too often we focus on what we call failure or the lack of accomplishment. And because we live in a world where we seem to be more excited and motivated by the loss of theoretical defeat of others, that we sometimes find it difficult to believe that we can accomplish. We live in a world filled with all kinds of dysfunctional human relationships, yet God made available to us a prescription designed to allow us to meet someone that we may not have ever known and to grow that relationship into a happy and healthy relationship. A bond that is developed between men and women, because we are going to use God's design, can allow us to achieve things far above, far greater than anything we could ever hope for, imagine, or dream. Now, we must admit, we live in a world, though, that is very used to adopting ideals and philosophies that are counterproductive to the plan of God. And sometimes when we think about this, I know for me, I scratch my head and I begin to try to understand, why is it that we seem so intent on making that which has been created, that which probably we get the greatest level of satisfaction, counterproductive, dysfunctional? Well, experts tell us that we learn most of the things that we do by observation, by seeing, by experiencing, and then depending on whatever it may be, we began to develop a strategy and a process to accomplish those same things. Now, we maybe should ask ourselves a question. Should it be possible for men and women to extract God's best when we are not willing to give our best in the process of pursuing and agreeing to consummate the marriage? You may ask, what do we mean by that? See, oftentimes in what we have been asked to do that we do in obedience to God is having a chance to see marriage, life, accomplishments, defeats, disappointments, etc., from other points of views. Oftentimes what we find are people that expect more than they are willing to give. And see, oneness in and of itself is the foundation that can allow us to achieve things far beyond or far greater than we could as a single individual. Yet we expect God most of the time to deliver for us more than we are willing to give of ourselves. We remember, I believe, that forgiveness is a condition in God's plan. And so we have to be like God. We're created in his image. And that we must be willing to forgive. We must be willing to understand, to receive, and accept. Because when we do, we can begin to see a level of accomplishment that's different than what we look at or feel in the flesh, in the secular. Because it's then spirit-led. See, accomplishment in marriage first begins in the spirit. First begins when we commit our lives with the objective and goal of satisfying the need in our spouse. And when I say need, sometimes that may be a situation where you can clearly see they are in need of getting something fixed. And perhaps you have the insight, the understanding, the skill, the whole nine to get it done. But for whatever reason, you hold back. Maybe if only you would be willing to listen, if maybe only you would be willing to accept, even sometimes blame when you know you're not to blame. But to do so, you're going to go ahead and accept it. Because think about it. How often have you asked God to forgive you? Or have you asked God to forget about something that perhaps you even made a vow to God about? Because isn't marriage a vow? Don't you take vows? Don't you make a commitment? See, that's an accomplishment in this world. Get to the point to where you can humble yourself and make an agreement that you want to come into oneness. And see, once you begin to understand the simplicity of that reality, you can begin to see a life filled with accomplishments in the marriage institution. What are some of those accomplishments that we might begin to see? First of all, it says when you leave your mother and your father and you come together and you experience that oneness, it occurs not only in the spirit but also in the flesh. In due season, we can begin to experience what God said, that, you know, you would be blessed and you would be fruitful and that you would begin to see an act of procreation in the development of children. And we know how important that is, because if we didn't have children, if we were not blessed to be able to procreate, then the whole world would just die out. And we know that the best environment for children is in a wholesome environment, a wholesome laboratory of a home that's inhabited by a mother and a father. Now, let's not get it twisted. We know that's not always the case. There are many elements that could take place that make it difficult or sometimes impossible for that to be a reality for many people. And we all know those who have hurt and suffered because that was not the reality. Yet at the same time, there is an accomplishment even in that, and that's called life in a human being. Because we all have many examples, even especially during this Black History Month, of men and women that were born under all kinds of circumstances, but they were able to accomplish much in their lives. What about your profession? What about your hobbies, your friends, your activities? You know, there are a multitude of activities that are validated with accomplishments that we can experience in marriage, and we can then be successful there. But for some reason, sometimes we allow all of that success, all of those accomplishments, to be a null by the dictates of this world. But this world sometimes will demand and command from you to perhaps get engaged and to do things that are not complementary to God's plan for your oneness. The main point is simply the world in general does not dictate your level of happiness or how you should view accomplishment in marriage. Each marriage, just like each one of us, is highly unique. And whatever level of accomplishment achieved is based solely on the success against the goals that the spouses set for their marriage. Now, think about it. When we study the children in our society, who are those most likely to fall out of favor in a school environment? Think about it. Where do we find a common element when we think about the lack of a solid home structure? Now, I know some of you may say, hey, I had that situation, but I'm successful. Praise God. Because we know there are exceptions, and maybe you're one of them. But the challenge is for young people who are not as lucky, who for whatever reason don't respond to that same opportunity that you responded to that kept you on track. But instead, they struggle due to the negative impact a failed marriage, failed spouses may have had on the development of their child. And see, when that takes place and when that happens, good things are very difficult to occur. See, accomplishment most of the time of things that are based on some form of execution, some form of a goal or an activity that you wanted to obtain. And even today, in this postmodern era, so many of us fail to just stand the simplicity of love, respect, and honor. How much could we accomplish if we were able to come together and know and realize that you are two different people coming from different backgrounds, different situations, different experiences, and now you are being faced with the greatest opportunity for success, yet at the same time the greatest challenge you will ever experience in your life. So we'd like to take a few moments and look at some of the examples, some of the things that are presented to us that can indeed have an impact on what you can accomplish or cannot, depending on your level of agreement or your lack thereof. So tell me, when you think about some of these situations that married folks run into, What are some of those in your study, in your reflection, that you can share tonight?
Well, Jesse, thank you so much for asking, and I am just so grateful and thankful that God has given us this topic to discuss tonight, because we all have the ability to accomplish everything we desire in our hearts, if only we believe it. And one of the things I know that it comes up so often in all of the counseling sessions that I think we've had an opportunity to be involved in, to assist and help so many couples bring it back together when they've lost their way, especially over so many years that they've been married, and for one reason or another, they choose divorce versus trying to work it out through a mediator or godly counsel. And one of the areas that I know, Jesse, is it could be a great accomplishment. It could be an accomplishment that some people feel like they've failed, and that is income levels or approach to work. And so you have to ask yourself, and you usually start at it at a young age, and you know, when you're finishing high school, a lot of times you're trying to decide, what's my next step in life? What do I want to accomplish, you know, from now until 10 years from now? What should I put on my to-do list to get accomplished? And one of the things I know is so many choose to go to college, because let's not get it twisted. There were quite a few that did not go to college. They did not take that opportunity to say, I want to, you know, go ahead and get some higher education and position myself to be able to compete a little bit better in the workforce. And so, but then you got a large number that choose to go off to college and position themselves to have the income levels that they want when they choose to go into holy matrimony, when they choose to bring children into the family by a blessing of God. And so I know that is one area, Jesse, is that income level or the approach to work and where you want to be. That's a major accomplishment, especially when you hit your 50s or 60s and you know you have pretty much made it, because you've accomplished quite a bit during that period of your life. And when I think about accomplishments in the income level, Jesse, I think about Proverbs 21:5. We got to understand and know that the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as hasty leads to poverty. So you have choices. We all do. And so that's why you have to put a plan together. You got to go out and you got to accomplish the things that you want to do. And part of that is putting some action to that actual words that come out of your mouth, which is what I spoke about earlier. Another scripture that tells us in Proverbs 29:18, it simply tells us where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained, but happy is he who keeps the law. So we got to understand that, yes, income levels, they could be very high if you position yourself in the right way to go and accomplish some great things in a form of an education. However, you can also have those high income levels, and you can have a lot of money and do it the wrong way in a matter of time. Your whole life is going to come crumbling down. So there's choices that you can make. Do it the right way and be blessed by it, or do it the fast way where you think that you're going to be able to make a lot of money, have cars, have homes, do whatever you want, but do it the wrong way, it's going to eventually come crumbling down. Then I think about, Jesse, children or lack thereof. So when I think about children, it's such a blessing. But children definitely has to be something that we all hopefully take the time to plan out. Hopefully we take the time to say, when you've fallen in love with someone, fall in love, get married, and then once you get married, spend a little bit of time with your spouse to get to know them as your spouse. Yes, I know you got to know them through your dating stage, but spend a little time in the home with your spouse. To spend a little time getting to know some of the things that maybe you never really ever talked about until you really start living together and you really start experiencing life together as one. And there may be things that you still need to discuss and talk about. Then that's when you should come together and say, at this point in time, it's time for us now to move to the next phase of our life, and let's welcome in what God has for us, and hopefully a gift in the form of a child. And then you're planning that out, because you're planning it out based on many things. So when you want to say you truly accomplish what it is you want to do, it's what you put on paper, you and your spouse, to accomplish. I mean, I know so many people, Jesse, that, you know, when we talk about income levels, that are both of them are doctors. And then when they decide to have kids, now they're trying to decide, okay, who's going to be home with the kids, or who's going to give up their career, or who's going to slow down their career. And I tell you, most of the people that I've talked to that are in those, you know, high-profile jobs, whether they're doctors, attorneys, that keep them from the home a lot, yeah, you got a lot of business people that make a lot of money, but a lot of them have the flexibility, for the most part, to be able to get back home a little bit more, or to be able to spend a little bit more quality time based on their schedule. But when it comes to kids, you got to have a serious plan, because somebody needs to be instilling morals and values from your home into them. And so that's why you must plan as you think about your income level. And then when you think about the children, it's something you and your spouse really need to plan out. When I think about Proverbs 16:3, Jesse, it says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. So if you know for a fact that you want to have kids and you might want your spouse to stay home for a while, okay, maybe you need to give up going on some vacation. Maybe you need to, you know, drive something a little less expensive than a car that you choose to drive at this point so you can save some money. Maybe you should live a little more modest and not try to be, go and be in a large home that you really don't need with just you and your spouse for the first 3 to 5 years, where you can save some money. Let's try to build up the bank account to help you accomplish and establish what you desire and what you're putting out there in front of you. And then when I also think about Proverbs 16:9, Jesse, it says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps. And so we can't believe that God is, you know, is our source, and he is going to lead, guide, and direct our steps, our footsteps, and then we don't ever study the Bible. We don't ever go into study as it relates to with your spouse. Let's just sit down and study a little bit about marriage. We don't know everything about marriage. As a matter of fact, there's so much we learn just through the counseling that we do for others. How much time are you really investing, when it really comes down to it, in how to be the best individual that you can be with what God has set before you? If you don't pick up the Bible, you don't read it, you don't know what God really has for you. So when you sit down with your spouse and you begin to make the plans for your income, and when you begin to make the plans for children, you got to add God in there. He should be the first. You should go into those sessions with prayer and ask God to guide you. And through discernment, you know which way he is telling you to go. You know what to do. And then when I think about sexual fulfillment regarding the frequency and duration, you know, that's an area that we all should be still yet willing, if we're still married, to make that as an accomplishment. That is something that we want to be successful in. That is something that we know God has blessed. We read it over and over and over again that God made that wonderful. He made it great for married couples. And so if God made it great, made it good, why shouldn't we have that as one of the accomplishments that we want to accomplish, one of the successful achievements we have in life? Trust me, when you add that and you make that part of the success and what you've achieved, your life is so much better. As a spouse, there is so much more you can accomplish together. And the reason why, Jesse, because there's nothing greater, there's nothing better than that act. It just makes you feel so good about that person. It gives you enough ammunition to almost do whatever they want you to do and do it out of love and just appreciate them so much. Yeah, we all have flaws in life. None of us are perfect. But when you enter into that act called sexual relations, we're all adults here, there is nothing greater of an accomplishment than that. And as a matter of fact, what comes out of that accomplishment when you're younger and you desire it is some wonderful gifts that God will gift you in form of a child. So what greater accomplishment can you get from that? And when I think about it, I think about Jeremiah 17:7. It says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. You know, sometimes we lose confidence in this thing called sexual relations. Don't let us get a little older, i.e., don't let the men get a little older and say that, you know, they feel, think, and believe that they can't do it. But instead, what you want to do is you want to be grateful and you want to be thankful that God has blessed you in a mighty way, that you're able to accomplish some great things. And so that's why it's so important to have confidence that when you get older, you can still perform, you can still do what you need to do to please one another. Last but not least, Jesse, I just want to leave our listening audience with this, and I'm going to turn it back over to you. Habakkuk 2:2-3, we all know it quite well. And I just want to end, as we think about accomplishments, as we think about things we want to do, as we think about are we really successfully achieved what we wrote down on paper, we know what the scripture is. It says, write it down, the revelation, and make it plain on tablets so that whoever reads it may run with it. And I encourage all of us to write down things we want to accomplish. Go back, reread it, look at it, determine where you're at. If you need to make some adjustments, make them, because there's nothing wrong with it. May God bless each and every one of you and continue to study to show yourself approved and be all that you can be through Christ Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Powerful, prophetic word of God. We thank God for the ministry gifts of my queen, my wife, my best friend. We thank God for using her in a way to encourage each one of us, and especially you, our listening audience. I mean, there's a particular scripture that comes to mind when Paul was speaking to the Corinthians, and he was a little bit upset at what they had been doing. And in 2 Corinthians 11:18, he said something like, since many boast of worldly things and brag about human accomplishments, I will boast too. See, how often have you bragged about your marriage, bragged about the accomplishments of your spouse? How many of you, this is to the ladies, how many of you have really been a cheerleader for your spouse, your husband, and the things that they accomplish at whatever point in time they have been accomplished? How often do you take time to share if you have been blessed to have children? How often do you brag about their father to them? Conversely, have you found yourself at any point in time speaking negatively about your spouse to your children? Please don't do that. Don't destroy the image or the view or the vision of your children because you had a disagreement with your spouse. Please don't do so. Because you got to remember, you represent in a growing, developing child, you represent God, whether you want to believe it or not. And whatever good is in you, that's what you want your children to take away. Whatever good is in your spouse, that's what you want to meditate on, and that's what you want to edify, and that's what you want to elevate. It's contrary to how the world may look at things. But the foundation for accomplishment is right there available to all of us in our oneness relationship. It's right there. I'm not saying, and we're not saying, it's always easy. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's not easy. But see, as we close, I want to share just a few things to really hopefully give you some inspiration to begin to understand all of the things you can accomplish when you are together. The number one thing to remember is that communication will eliminate most of the accomplishment barriers you will ever face in marriage. Good, crystal clear communication. Sometimes when we may get into a disagreement, one of the tactics that we use is we shut down. We don't want to talk about it. And we attempt to convince ourselves that we don't want to talk about it simply because if I don't say anything about it, then it's going to be better. And sometimes, most of the times, that's the worst thing you can do. We're going to go to a phone line right quick. 898953, your mic is open. 386-8953, your mic is open.
Amen. Good evening. This is Brother Eric, and I'm thank God that I had an opportunity to listen in tonight, because this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart as it relates to always trying to find ways to get better at being married. And, you know, one of the things that I have accomplished in my marriage, like especially this year with being off for over 2 months, is that I learned that my wife is we learn how to be friends again. You know, we're recent de-nesters, and I know that the Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love God and called according to His purpose. And we use this time of with God just kind of put things on a pause, and I believe it was God's plan that we used to reconnect on a friendship level. We always had the romance level. The romance was always there, because I personally like it to put a smile on my wife's face. I like to chase her. You know, I've always been that way. Even before we got married, I like chasing a woman. You know, and now I can chase my wife, you know, and so I like that. That's personal to me. I find ways to make it interesting. But the thing that I really enjoy in 2020 was the things that we accomplished in terms of working together around the home, caring for one another, working in the yard together. You know, she don't like the kind of music that I like, but she learned to like it. You know, I'm more of a, you know, old school slow jams, and you know, she don't like that, but I let her listen to I read the lyrics to her and let her hear why I like these songs and who I think about when I'm reading these lyrics to her. And now she likes to listen to the songs and read the lyrics to her. And I'm like, you know, growing up, you know, I didn't have a lot of, I can't say I didn't have a lot of men around me, but it's always been so competitive. So I told her and kind of confided in her that, you know, I used to listen to a lot of records when I was growing up, and it would always want me to be romantic, you know. And you know, I was telling her, it used to be this record by James Ingram that you know, in that record, James Ingram used to say, you know, if you want to keep a woman, you gotta, you know, get her flowers and, you know, maybe dedicate her favorite song, you know, buy her some lingerie, all these kinds of things like that. But when I read the lyrics to that song, when I got to the end of it, I realized it was written by a woman. He was just performing it. And so I'm like, oh, I'm really locking and loading on this, because here is a woman giving you like a cheat sheet. If you would listen, she's telling you what you need to do, you know. And and it was another record that we listened to that I learned very early in life. It was a record by Ray Parker Jr., you know. And that record, he say, a woman need love just like you do, you know. And then it's a part of the song where it says, by the time old Jack returned up the hill, somebody else have been loving Jill, you know. So I kind of learned that, you know, while you out here trying to game and, you know, flirt with other women, you know, don't think your woman don't have desires. Don't think your woman stop being fine just because you think you got her on lock. You know, you got to continue to do those things and nurture that relationship, because one thing that men can't handle is when that thing is reciprocated to them. I know I know I can't. I personally probably wouldn't be able to handle it. You know what I mean? And so I'm just encouraging the brothers, you know, all of the R&B music is not bad. It's some good narratives and stories that we can learn from. And a lot of the women, they like to be romanced. And it's a lot of men that if I wasn't married, I know it's a lot of women out here that enjoy just a basic good morning compliment, you know, not even a compliment,
amen,
just good morning, you know. And
amen,
you know, so
amen,
fellas,
my brother.
We're gonna have to
move on, brother. We gotta close down in about a minute and a half. Amen. We praise God for your contributions, my brother. Don't mean to cut you off. But we got to get prepared at 9 o'clock for Minister Leah Killings that's going to be coming on. And we want to give a closing comment on this subject matter. But we praise God for you, brother, and your ministry gifts. That's Minister Eric Green, also known as the Master Barber. But I want to close in this comment to you all tonight. Remember, spouses communicate differently. Spouse must be given the opportunity to be heard. I know with men or women sometimes, it's not always the women and it's not always the man, but every spouse deserves to be heard and every spouse deserves to have, you know, their errands clear. So we pray tonight as we leave that you will work on understanding that you can accomplish a whole lot more in marriage than you could accomplish individually. It's not for debate. That's God's plan, and we know God is the best of all planners. Until next week, we pray that God will be with you and keep you. Well, next week we'll be speaking on the subject of acceptance, the expansion of oneness. Have a great week. God bless.